Okay, so holding a mem Zion Amabeis, thank you. In the rush, the first rush on the Gemara. So the Gemara is contrasting between a kohen who's a the mishkan. So la'achar shenignaz shemen hamishkan. So at the point in the time of Yeshua HaMelech, he took the Shemen HaMishka and he hid it away.
You couldn't make a different replacement of Shemen HaMishka. It had to be this specific one. So they couldn't replace it and make a new batch of it, and therefore v'lanimshu kahanim. So from that point onwards, the kohen gadol was not appointed through mashicha, through anointing. He would wear the clothing, and that would give him the status of the kohen gadol. V'rmina parakam in the Megillah, the Mor says over there, the kohen merubah begadim, the kohen who's been appointed through wearing, taking on the garments, is kosher l'chol avodas his kohen gadol, k'mo kohen mashuach. He has the same level of kedusha as the kohen gadol, and he can do all of the avodas the kohen gadol is supposed to do, with the exception, v'ein b'neim el parabo kol mitzvos. The Torah gives a specific special korban for a kohen gadol if he, instead of a regular chatas, he brings a par. The chatas is normally either a seira or a kispa, so that's for a yachid. For the melech, he brings a sawyer, but for the kohen gadol, he brings a par. Shemaruba begadim may be kispa seira kamei shar kolodim. So the only a kohen which is the kohen mashuach may be par. The kohen which is mashuach b'shem and mishra brings the par, because the Torah describes over there the language when it refers to the kohen. It simply mentions the fact that he's a mashiach, that he's a mashuach b'shem, and the kohen gadol which is meruba begadim hasn't like a head yet that he brings either a kispa or a seira. He's a choice, either one, like a regular person. So that's the pshat of the Mishnah over there. So now, the Rosh brings v'yesh meforshim, that the Mishnah over there in Megillah actually means something else. So if you look at the Parsha of Chatas in Vayikra, so the Parsha of Chatas is Kapitel Dalet. So there are five different parshias. The first parsha was called Par Helam Dabar Shel Tzibur. That's when the Beis Din made an incorrect decision, and then the Tzibur followed suit based on that psak, and the topic was something which was a chi of Chorus. Then there's the part of the kohen gadol. Then there's the din of asher nasa yechato, when the melech brings a korban. And then there's the parsha of the chatas of a regular person. And there's a parsha of the Torah divides into two parshias: the parsha of a kispa and the parsha of a seira. But the first one is par helam davar shel tzibur. So in the parsha of par helam davar shel tzibur, the halacha is that had to be brought by the kohen gadol. So some learn the Mishnah in Megillah, which it says the difference between the two, a kohen mashuach b'shem and a mishkan, the kohen merubah begadim, is in regards to the par. It doesn't mean the par that the kohen gadol personally brings when he has to bring his korban. It means the role that kohen gadol plays when he has to bring the par for helam davar shel tzibur. So that's what some learn. The avodas par helam davar shel tzibur, that the Mishnah is referring to, the Gideon adds in the word Mairi. Some learn that Mishnah, whether it's referring to the, that's the difference between the two. Uksib parshas v'yikra shakayin hamashiach chal yamakir basay, and that had to be brought by the kayin hamashiach. Rasul Meir, the Mimru Begodim lo yakivenu.
So then, who brings it?
So they can't bring it.
Wow.
So that's what this the Yesh Mefarshim learns. So like the Rosh Velasa. That's incorrect. The Torah's Kahanim Muchuk to Afkan Hedyet Makriva, that not only can the Kohen Gadol who's Merubah Begadim bring it, but actually even a Kohen Hedyet can bring it if necessary. So therefore, the pshat, which the Mishnah means over there, is regards to the special korban designated for the Kohen HaMashiach. So that's only Kohen, which is Mashur B'Shem HaMishka, not the Kohen Gadol, which is Merubah B'Begadim. Regards to Parhel Lo B'Shal Tzibur, there's no difference between the two. Any avodah which the Kohen Gadol Mashuach is kosher for, the Kohen Gadol, which is Merubah B'Begadim, is kosher for. Hilchot. But so what's the point we want to get to? We want to get to the following. The two are traveling. The Kohen, which is Mashuach B'Shem HaMishka, and the Kohen, which is Merubah Begadim. The Rosh will discuss how it's possible to have two Kohanim Gedolim in a second. But the Morris case was the two are walking together, and we saw a Mace Mitzvah. And they found him as a mitzvah. Yitam and Merubah Begadim, like Yitam and Mashuach. So, since there is in some way that a Kohen Mashuach has a greater kedusha than the Kohen Merubah Begadim, so it's better that the one with the lesser kedusha should be metama for the meis mitzvah. V'imtamer heich hayu beis kohanim gedolim kechod. How do you have two kohanim gedolim at the same time? Zat the rush. So the so some say like this.
Kohen Merubah Begadim has less kedusha than Kohen
Mashuach. Yes, before Shem Shira carry Kohen Gadol. So like this, we had the Kohen Gadol which was Mashuach B'Shem HaMishka, and then he became he had a carry. So on a day that you needed a Kohen Gadol, like Yom Kippur. So then, Uminu Merubah Begadim L'Shamash Tachta. But since meanwhile, the Shem and Mishka had been Nignaz, so you couldn't make somebody else a Kohen Gadol with Shem and Mishka because there was no Shem and Mishka anymore. So you would have to just appoint the person to take over the job for the day through Merubah Begadim. Now, so the Rosh says the problem with this pshat is that so now once the Kohen Gadol, which is the first one, which is the Mashuach, is nitar, he goes back to his job, and the other Kohen Gadol is called the Kohen Gadol which was Ovar, which means that the case of the Morris is that he no longer is doing the job. But in here, Dim Ken Harvard the Memory can cover Besamach Mashuach, all the Tachazi Lavaida, Merubah Begadim, Lechazi Lavaida, Fisha Rishon, Chazi Labadosi. So that's the Mora says that a Kohen, which is Avar, he's no longer functioning in the role of a Kohen Gadol, even though he has Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, but he's not practically functioning in that role. That lessens his Kedusha. Okay. And now, furthermore, the halacha is so the Kohen, which is Avar, so you have a scenario where he's Avar because he right now he can't do Avodah at all. Over here, this person is Roy for Avodah. The question is, how does he do Avodah? So theoretically, he should do Avodah still wearing the Begadim. Once he became Nisraba Begadim, those are his Begadim. But the halacha is, Mashayin HaMashamash Bechas Begadim Mishum Eves Kohen Gadol.
So we can talk about that.
So he can't avoid it anymore, because to do avoid in four begotim, he's called a mechusar begotim. He needs eight begotim. Do avoid it with eight begotim, i.e., is a kohen gadol. So the kohen gadol, who's the function kohen gadol, is going to it's going to create a competition. So we do not let the second one do the avoid in that situation. Okay, appears a robber Moshe could go and shechol the kohen gadol, a gola, the kohen gadol got ill or he had to leave. Umino acher tachtov. So it wasn't that one day he had a situation of carry, but the kohen gadol was out for an extended period of time. Umino acher tachtov, and they appointed somebody else instead. Vekimah shashima shomim rabbi mikahuna. In that situation where he was the function kohen gadol for a long period of time. Even though the first one now has returned or healed, the second one, who had been the kohen gadol already for a period of time, extended period of time, does not lose his status. The dafka be'ira keri. And the second one is removed from that function. But in this scenario, he'd been functioning as a kohen gadol for a period of time. He doesn't lose that function. Okay, so that's the case of two kohanim gedolim, both functioning as a kohen gadol. Then the Gemara gave a case of a meshuach which is avar and a meruba begadim together. The meruba begadim meshuach shavar. The second, so there's a different case where the meshuach was ready a kohen shavar, and the meruba begadim is now the functioning kohen gadol. Okay. Now, so the Rosh says, what's the case? So the Kayan, the Meshuach, which is Ovar, so why isn't he going back to his position? And by definition, the Meshuach is going to be was the first one, because the second one was only Kayan through Meruba Godim, which had to be after they were going as the Shemana Mishka, and the Meshuach is before, and the Meruba Godim is afterwards. So he's the first one. So why isn't he going back? Kagun Shira carry the Kohen Gadol. Umino Acher Tachtov Kodem Shenignas Shemana Mishka. Okay, so the case was that the Meshuach over here was the had been the replacement for the kohen gadol, the function of kohen gadol, and he was now nimshach, and then umeis kohen gadol. Then the kohen gadol died. It means the kohen gadol went back to functioning, and this person is now a meshuach shavar. He was meshuach b'shem and mishka, but he's no longer functioning kohen gadol because the kohen gadol, the quote unquote real kohen gadol, went back to his job. So he's a meshuach shavar.
I'm sorry, who died?
So kohen A, then kohen A had a carry on Yom Kippur. Kohen B is appointed as the kohen gadol through Mashiach, and he does the avodah Yom Kippur. Kohen A then recovers his status by becoming tor, and he goes back to doing the avodah. Kohen B is a meshuach shavar. Then Kohen A dies, the Kohen Gadol dies. Mm-hmm. Instead of taking Kohen B as the Kohen Gadol, they take Kohen C as the Kohen Gadol. But now there's no longer Shemana Mishka, so he's a Meruba Begadim. So now it comes out you have a Meruba Begadim is the function of Kohen Gadol, and there's a Meshuach, there's a Kohen which is a Meshuach, which is Ovar, which he's the non functioning Kohen Gadol. Now, so the question is, why do you take C over B? Normally, the procession in that situation was that you would take the kayan, which is the avar, and put him in. You know, he's waiting. He's waiting in the procession. Efsher Shahakhar Nishachim and Nisala Yoser. One option is that even though B at the time was the most appropriate person to be the replacement, which means obviously C wasn't, because when they chose B over Z, but eventually by the time it came that the Kohen Gadol died, A had died, C had become a greater person, either through Chachma or through etc. So therefore it was appropriate that C should become the Kohen Gadol. Or sadly, in Bayesheni, they bought the office. Now, so the Shemana Mishka was Nigdas and Bayes Rishon, but what the Rosh is taking out of the Gemara is the Melech does have the power of choosing. It wasn't just that. You know that they were doing something. It was inappropriate to buy the office, but the power of the melech to a point is true. So that's what happened in Bayis Sheni. So it's theoretically shaykh and Bayis Rishon when the Kishem and the Mishka was still existing. No. Such a thing could have happened as well, not because of money necessarily, because the melech chose whatever reason he chose. Okay, so now we're saying that the Mashuach Sha'avar, even though he's a Mashuach, but he's not a Bar Avodah, and therefore the Meruba Begadim is considered more Kaddish. Mashuach Sha'avar La Bar Avodah. Hainuk Rabbi Yossi, V'hasim Pasuk V'asei. I'm not sure what Rabbi Yossi that's referring to. I'm not sure what it's referring to. Okay. Well, I mean, what's the memor? The Rosh, you could have said the following scenario: Meruba begadim, and Meruba begadim shavar. There is two kahanim, gedolim, both being appointed through the same status, same process through rebegadim. The one is an avar, or mashuach and mashuach shavar. And the point again is the one which is over is not a bar avodah, so he's less kaddish. But the point of our Gemara was that the swerve of not being a bar avodah, because he's and therefore he's less kaddish, is so strong that even though he's only a meruba begadim and the person who's the over is a mashuach, being the bar avodah is that much more important. El rebusa nokad al mishazem mashuach filhachim meruba begadim adiv shiroi la avodah. So we give the precedence to the Meruba Begadim because he's the one Avodah, even though he's not a Mashuach, and the one which is Avar is a Mashuach. Okay, now the more so we have two Kohanim which are Avar, and for two different reasons. One was Avar Machmas Kiryoy because he was a Balkari. And then of Avraham Achmas Mumai, and then there was another Karen Gadol which was removed because he got a mum. So what happened? So you had Karen Gadol A, he got a mum. So you point the Karen Gadol B, Minachar Tachto, Vir Bar Keri. Then Karen Gadol B had Keri, so you appointed Karen Gadol C. So C is functioning, the functioning Kohen Gadol. A and B are both non-functioning Kohen Gadol. But one was over because of Keri, one was over because of Mum. Each one had been removed for a different reason. So we say, over Machmas Keri, Adif, the Chazil Avodah L'Macher, Kesheyitar. The Baal Mum, even if it's a Mum Sha'avar, so as long as he has the Mum, he can't do the Avodah. So he has to wait till the Mum is some way is rectified. Whereas the Kohen Gadol, which is over because of Keri, will be torn tomorrow. The Avraham Achmas Kiryoy Adif to Chazil Avodah L'Macher Kesheyitar Milohai L'Chazil Avodah Ad Sheyisrapeh. We have to, even if it's only Mum Sha'avar, Mum Oiver, he has to wait till he heals. So the Rosh Hashanah B'Shnei Kahanim Hediyotim Echad Bal Mum Echad Bal Keri. So we theoretically have the same conversation by Kohen Hagid. Kohen Hagid is metabel in the Mesa Mitzvah, and we have two Kohanim Hediyotim walking along, and one's a balkari and one has a mum. So we had the same conversation. Okay, then the Gemara continued and said, what about the scenario of a Meshuch Mechoma and the Skan? So that's a Shaila. Meshuch Mechoma and Skan. So Meshuch, his Meshicha, he's Meshich B'Shem and HaMishcha. He's Meshuch B'Shem and HaMishcha, but for not for the purpose of being the Kohen Gadol does the Avoda, being the Kohen Gadol who leads the Tzibur out to war. And then you have the Skan, who's the person who's been designated as the replacement for the Kohen Gadol. He's been appointed. The skan has been appointed to be in place of the Kohen Gadol to do that vayda, and the Meshuach has Shem and Mishcha. Okay. So the loch is. So what do you do in that situation? So the Mor says that the Meshuach Mechoma should be Nitma and not the Skan. So the Mor says, but we learned a different price. It says not like that. But Tanya, Meshuach Mechoma cut him the Skan. He takes precedence, which means he's more, his Kedusha is greater. Perek Bash of the Hurrius Masnaya. This price is quoted in the last Perek of Hurrius. So Mor says that the discussion over there is in the context of the Mishnah of Lingil Hach Yosei. Gen Lachdim LaMizonis Olafekechol Abesagal. In regards to the precedence of who we take care of their needs, we take care of the needs of the Meshuach Mechoma beforehand. Now the Mishnah does decide the precedence based on Kedusha. Kayan, if there's a choice between a Kayan and a Levi, you give the Kayan precedence. To a Levi and Yisrael, you give the Levi precedence. To an Yisrael and a Mamzer, you give the Yisrael precedence. So, and that's the famous Mishnah that Mamzer Talmud Chacham takes precedence over Kohen Gadol Amor. Right, but Kedusha does play a role. So the Mor is assuming that the reason why you're mocked in the Meshuach Mechoma is because of his Kedusha. So we say the Kedusha of the Meshuach Mechoma is greater than the Kedusha of the Skan. And here we're saying the opposite. So Mor says no. The reason why we give precedence to the Meshuach Mechoma is not because his Kedusha is greater. His Meshuach Mechoma gets precedence L'Hach Yosei out of the Tolubei Rabim. So he's needed for the whole process of the Mechoma. Where is the Skan? Even though the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael needs him, but right now he's not doing that yet. So he's just there potentially in that situation. So we would give precedence to the Meshuach Mechoma.
It says call Erech on Milchamah. It sounds like he's doing something above and beyond just sort of giving Musar Shmuzim and.
I'm not aware that's what you know. At least you find in Tanakh, we don't find the him playing a role more than the generals were the Yoyers, the Abishais, and the Avners. We don't find the Kohen Gadol being the general. It means the whole process. It means the whole process. They can't go to war without him. The whole process requires him being there. Okay, let's see the.
Okay. Zot the Gemara. Now, the Gemara, I said yesterday, I'm not sure we're going to find a good stopping point. The Gemara is going to go into a Braisa with layers and discussion in the Braisa, which continues to Tumim Chesim Abeis. So, Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela Bekarin Gadol B'Nazir Ki Ka'azli B'Hari Adori. The Machlokes in the Mishnah, who we give precedence to, the Kohen Gadol or the Nazir, Eliezer, and the Chachamim, is the Machlokes who we give precedence to. Aval Chad Chad L'Chudei Barit Muye Inun. But everybody agrees that each one on their own, if they be by themselves, they have a locha that they're going to override their isser of tuma and be matam by themselves for the purpose of a meis mitzvah. So that's clear. The only issue is who, if you have a choice between the two, which one should not be matama, but that they have a halacha right to be matama for meis mitzvah. That's clear. Manohani mili, where does that come from? Okay, the Tana Rabbanan. So the Braisa says like this. So this is by Kohen Gadol. I call nafshes meis lo yavoy. So Kohen Gadol has an iser of being nitma for nafshes meis. Now v'me'a kasa medaber. Zok the Braisa. Let's talk it through. Iber Chaykim, it's referring to people which are not related to him. They're distant as opposed to Kroyim, which are close relatives. So they're not so non-relatives. So Kavach Armahu, I don't need a posse for that. If the pasuk is going to continue in a second and say Lo Viva Lemor Lo Yitamo, he cannot be nitma for his relatives. Obviously, he cannot be nitma for his non-relatives. So I have the pasuk is Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoy Lo Viva Lemor Lo Yitamo. So I have two distinct, independent, clear isurim in the pasuk. Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoy Lo Viva Lemor Lo Yitamo. So, the phrase is not to tell me the dinner that he can't be nitma for his parents, and in contrast to a Kohen Hedyot, because that it says beferish. So it's coming from what? Non-relatives. So that's pashut. The Tosfos points out over here that it's not really a Kal V'Chomer, because if it's really a Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara is going to say in a second that the phrase Loviva L'Molo Yitamo is extra. The only way there's a Kal V'Chomer because you have the second part of the pasuk. If it's a Kal V'Chomer, we're saying I know he's more Chomer because it says Loviva L'Molo Yitamo. I can't say that extra. It's necessary to teach me that Kohen Gadol is more Chomer. What the Moran means to say is, he's a Kohen Hedyot plus. So he doesn't lose his surim by becoming Kohen Gadol. So if a Kohen Hedyot is also to Matam al Rechaikim, so obviously a Kohen Gadol is also to Matam al Rechaikim. At best, the whole Havamina is the Kroivim and not the Rechaikim. So the Kal V'Chomer is not based on the fact that he's usher to his parents, because then I need to pass some of these usher to his parents to know that he's more Chomer. I know that he's more Chomer because he's a Kohen Hedyot plus. And a Kohen Hedyot is also the Rechaikim. Am I making sense?
I understand. I mean, once you have that, the pasuk by Kohen Gadol says his parents, he can't be Matame. Okay, nope. So why don't you just make a Kal V'Chomer and say he Matame for his parents?
Yeah, but the problem is the Gemara is going to say in a second that the phrase Aviv Lamila Yatama is extra. It's not extra because that's the pasuk which tells me that Kohen Gadol is more chomer. If it's a bona fide Kal V'Chomer, I have to establish that this is the chomer. So I established this is the chomer by that pasuk. So that pasuk is no longer extra. That's what the establishes that as the chomer.
Okay, but then you would know. Apparently, you know it from somewhere else.
Well, that's what Tarsus is saying. Even the more quotes that pasuk.
But then I just have a well, maybe I just need to see the other drasha to appreciate.
Okay. So the pasuk of Kol Nashim Es Lo Yovei can't be referring to Rechaikim, because that's obvious. So what's it referring to? Ela Rechaikim because of Davar. It's referring to Rechaikim. So Kol Nashim Es Lo Yovei tells me that he can't be Mekatam Rechaikim, in contradistinction to the current Hadjit who could. So if the Torah would stop right there after Kol Nashim Es Lo Yovei, I would know that he's not nitzvah to his parents. He doesn't have the heter of the Kohen Gadol. I'm sorry, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have the heter of the Kohen Hed yet, that he's allowed to be nitma to the seven relatives. He doesn't have that heter, and he's not nitma for anybody. I'll call Nafshas Meis Lo Yavai. End the conversation.
Yes.
So now the question is: so what's the next phrase? Ulaviv Elimah Lo Yitamo. What's that for? So the purpose of the second half of the pasuk is not to teach me that he's also to his father. I know that from the first half of the pasuk is to tell me that he's also to his father, not to a meis mitzvah. And tomorrow we'll discuss what you need him for in a second. Right, so the point of the brayse is that the al kol nashas meis lo yavoi must be already telling me the iser to krivim. I do not need the pasuk of Avi to tell me the iser to the krivim. So that pasuk is extra to be medayik, not to a father, but yes to meis mitzvah. So my whole goal is to make Aviv Ulimah Lo Yitama extra. So Tosis's point before is, if the only way I know that it makes that Kohen Gadol is more chomer is because of this pasuk is necessary to teach me that it's more chomer, not to teach me a new drasha. That's what establishes him as the more chomer thing. So Tosis says, no, I know it's more chomer, but I know that he's also the Rechaikim without a Kalvah Chomer, because he's a Kohen Hedyot. Plus, so what does Al Kolashim Es Lo Yavei mean? It means more than that. So it must mean the Krivim. That's what the more means. Okay. Now, what do you do with Le'imoi? So Le'aviv Lo Yitama. So Le'aviv Lo Yitama tells me he's mutter to Matam Le'meis Mitzvah. Le'imoi, what's that for? Le'xerah Shava. The Imoy is for written by Kohen Gadol for Xerah Shava to Nazir, Lechida Rebbe, and the teaching of the Lach of the Rebbe said the Tanya Rebbe Omer Gami Nazir. It says so we darshan b'moisam ainu matame al matame hula negoyim the nigam elizibosam, that the nazir is permitted to be matame for his relatives if they have tzaras or they have tumaziva. The iser is limited specifically to iser tumazmeis. So the Imoy by Nazir and the Imoy by Kohen Gadol are necessary to make a Gzeirah Shavah. The Talmud by Kohen Gadol also, he has that heter that he's mutter for Tzaras and for Ziva. Vainly Ela ben Nazir, the Kohen Gadol and nine. How do we know by Kohen Gadol that he's mutter for Tzaras and for Ziva? So Amarta, we say like this: Lo Yamre Imoy by Kohen Gadol. There's no need to say the pasuk of Le'imoi Lo Yitama, the Imoi Lo Yitama, because she'ain tama lomer. It's not teaching me anything. Why is it? Why? Now the more you make a kal v'chomer that once you know that he cannot be nitma le'aviv, I know he cannot be nitma le'imoi, because in general kurva of aviv is more close in halacha than kurva of imoi, because you find that, other places that's true, even in the world in hilchos tumas mace of a kohen.
So the mother is a kavul karmer from the father. So the relationship of the loch of the kohen head is not matama la'achiv mi'imoy, but he is matama la'achiv mi'aviv. So the relationship of aviv is closer than that of imoy, and the kohen gadol is also by aviv. Kalva karmi is also by imoy, because the relationship of aviv is greater than the relationship of imoy. So it comes on yimzachisim yadin. So I can figure out that mother is aser based on a kalva karmi. So the purpose of Imoy is to make Xer Shava by Kohen Gadol, is to make Xer Shava Mufna. You shouldn't ask any pirchas. There's no pirchas from Nazir to Kohen Gadol, that there's a heter by Kohen Gadol to Matama for his parents, or for Saraz, or for Ziva.
Why would you think it's us, sir?
Okay, that's a good question. You find by Mitzara the Mitzara is considered Kemes. And you find by Ziva the Torah refers to it as by Ziva you don't find it like that, but by the more the Iker point the more really is Saras. So Agabat the Morda says it's mutter for Saras, it's mutter for Ziva also. Even there's no real Havamina by Ziva. Okay, I guess we'll leave the Rosh.